The Sportscast, August 6th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You could also visit our website, thesportscast.net, and our Twitter. You can follow us there at the Sportscast One, and check us and also check us out in our app, the Sportscast for iOS. You can download for iOS only. The NFL preseason has officially begun. And also, Lionel Messi, the best soccer player in the world, is leaving Barcelona and is in search for a new club. Join us all the way from Rochester, New York, Chandler Krista. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, Santiago. Glad to be back. How's it going?
Good, man. I think it's been a month or two since we last had a show together. But tell me, can you tell the audience, what have you been up to this past summer?
Yeah, so I've been working at an overnight summer camp called Camp Corey in Penn, New York, all summer. And I just got done a couple days ago, so I'm like, it's good to be back on the Sportscast.
Now, for camp, what do you guys do? Do you guys go and chill, or do you guys play sports? Like, what is the typical activity over there?
Yeah, so we play sports. We do different like games. We really do honestly anything you can imagine a summer camp to be. Is kind of what it is, essentially.
Interesting. I've not been in summer camp for years, but you know. It must be fun. There's something to do during you know, these long 2.5 months between school.
Yeah.
School years. And I'm glad that you're able to do that, and welcome back. But anyways, last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Dallas Cowboys 16-3. It was a Hall of Fame game. Not much to look forward to. Not much. It's kind of meaningless. But did you see the game, and what were your thoughts?
I am a huge Cowboys fan, as you know, and I did watch the game. Glad that football's back, but they did take an L, which, I mean, honestly, these games mean nothing, though. Like, win, lose, you're fine. But it was a good game. It was good to see them playing football again, you know? It was good to see football back on TV and ready to go.
What impressed you with the Cowboys? Did you see the new players play much? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like seeing Michael Parsons out there, the Cowboys' first-round pick. He had an early fumble recovery, which in three tackles he finished the game with. So I think he made an impressive debut.
Yes, Cowboys have definitely had a good draft. I would say what Chandler was saying about Micah Parsons, talented player. He'll be a big plus for this roster, the Cowboys, which Dak apparently is a little bit injured. Do you think he'll be back on time by week one?
Oh, yeah, I think he'll be ready. I think he'll be ready to go.
Did you see some action from CeeDee Lamb?
He did all right. I mean, a lot of the starters didn't really play that much. Yeah. He didn't really get a feel out of them, which we probably won't see that in preseason at all. But, they did all right as a team. I mean, they didn't have any touchdowns, so, I feel like that's Cowboys fashion. Since last year, they only
scored
much touchdowns.
Well, here's what happened. Matthew Sexton had a 36-yard punt return early in the third quarter, jump-started the Steelers, and the Cowboys never challenged after it. Pittsburgh blocked a field goal attempt by Hunter Nisswander, and Steelers place kicker Sam Sloman missed from almost 50 yards, as well as botching an extra point. This Wander, who also missed 52 yards in the opening, had finished 3-0 thanks to this Wander's 29-yarder. Sexton's run back led to a 4-yard scoring run by much-traveled running back Kellen Ballage, now with his fourth team in as many years. Sloman made amends with a 48-yard field goal after a 26-yard interception returned by Steiner. Not much going to happen. Like I said, Sexton had a good, had a good play for the Steelers. The Steelers as well. You didn't see much going on. From Roethlisberger on his end.
Not good.
Who?
Najee Harris for the Steelers.
Yes, I was going to ask you, what were your thoughts over Najee Harris?
I mean, it was his first ever, just like Michael Parsons, his first ever NFL kind of game, and he did pretty well. He looked good out there.
That's good. Yeah, Najee Harris is what the Steelers needed. They haven't had a good running back since Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, so this is a much-needed thing. And, of course, Steelers, known for their defense, is still intact. And the last running back, what was his name again?
Oh, for the Steelers? No,
it was.
I don't know any.
Yeah. I have to see because I know, like, this past one wasn't that good. Like, there was a lot of expectations. James Conner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He didn't live up to that level, that, you know, that stage where Le'Veon Bell was.
Honestly, like, my opinion is by the start of week one, none of these, hardly a lot of these players aren't even going to be on the team. So,
yeah. And, you know, keep in mind, like most of these players that played last night and also throughout this offseason are playing for a roster spot. This is very critical. Yeah, you're going to see one or two guys making it. But majority of them won't, and maybe some of them might be thrown in into the practice squad.
Like James Conner for the Steelers, he won't be on the team, I bet.
No, James Conner is actually, he went to the Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah, they let them go or they traded him, but he's no longer with the Steelers.
Wait, today?
No. This happened a few months ago. Let me tell you exactly. On April 13th, Conner signed a 1-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, he's pretty good, though, right? Like, he's...
He's a mediocre running back.
Is he going to be on the roster this year, you think, for Arizona?
I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, I don't think he'll get cut. I mean, let me check who the Cardinals have as running back, because I know they have someone. It was that guy from the Dolphins.
Yes. I know who you're talking about. I just can't remember.
Yeah, let me Google that. I don't think it's not sponsoring this.
I mean, Kyle Murray's basically a running back, right?
No. Kyle Murray's he's a quarterback. I mean, he does run sometimes. Okay, they got Chase Edmonds, Eno Benjamin, and James Conner.
That's not bad. Not a bad squad.
That's good. Whatever happened to the other guy for the Dolphins? Ooh. He was a Dolphins running back. Maybe not. Maybe he was a wide receiver. I always get mixed up sometimes with receivers and running backs.
Who knows?
But the Arizona team is definitely a contender out in the West part. Kenyon Drake, that who I was meaning.
Oh, that was his name?
Yeah, but he's now with the Raiders.
He probably won't make the team, all right?
No. He's good. He's an Alabama player. He played great with the Cardinals last season, two seasons ago. Had great yardage. The Raiders definitely have a good treat there. So,
I miss college football.
Yeah, and college football doesn't translate into pro. So
I know
it's crazy. But anyways, that was the game last night. Football is back. Chandler, will you be watching the Hall of Fame presentation this weekend?
Probably not. Maybe. I've been watching since I got home. I've been watching a lot of the Olympics.
Okay, which sport specifically?
I really enjoy the skateboarding.
Yes. How is that? Is that kind of like still kind of new, right? It's been out for what, the past 10 years or so in the Olympics?
It's pretty cool. And I've also been enjoying I've been watching some of the soccer, some of the basketball, the baseball too.
That's right. There is Olympic baseball. Now, they don't use MLB players much, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But USA's fighting for the gold medal for that.
They're fighting, or they're going to win it for sure?
Oh, it's probably a fight. But
I know baseball has become pretty interactive. Soccer? Brazil plays the final against, I think, Japan. Let me double check.
Didn't USA get third place?
For women's, they did, and they were supposed to win it.
They lost to Canada. I saw the first game.
Yeah, Yeah, there was 1-0, and then but the U.S. did win bronze medal, but they're known to win the gold or silver at least.
I thought they were supposed to beat Canada. I thought they were like predicted to win.
No, and then guess what? Canada won the gold medal. So
yeah, no, yeah, that's pretty. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
A good team.
Tomorrow is Brazil versus Spain, for soccer.
Is that the
men's soccer.
The boys to go. Men's finals.
Yeah. And also for basketball, USA versus France.
Is that the finals, right?
Yep. Gold medal game.
Does the Olympics end tomorrow?
I think it ends this weekend.
Oh, really?
That's I so think, sad. Yeah, because a lot of these, you know, a lot of the like the main sports are ending. I know that the running, like the track and field ones are definitely starting this weekend, or like they started today, so they're kind of winding down for sure. Like the Olympics is only 2 weeks, Chandler.
I feel like it should be a month.
It should be a month, like the World Cup.
Yes,
but
wait, see, I'm always confused because there's the Olympics, there's the countries are playing soccer now, but then what's the point of the World Cup then?
Well, they're kind of like two different identities. The Olympics, when it comes to soccer, it's not really looked up. Up upon a bit. It's kind of like the under 23s play for some reason. You know, there's probably some agreement that they had with FIFA. I don't know. That's a good question. I gotta look that up.
So not the really good people play, you're saying?
Yeah, they just play the under 23s, and they do. Some teams invite like the stars, you know.
Ronaldo's not playing in the World Cup.
What was that?
Ronaldo's not playing in the World Cup.
No. Well, Portugal wasn't in his Olympic tournament. So.
Oh, they didn't make it.
Yeah, they didn't make it. There's qualifiers to make it. Qualifications to make it into the Olympics. So yeah, they did not.
Did you see there was a soccer game recently at the Raiders' new stadium?
Yes, it was the Gold Cup finale, and the U.S. won.
Wait, but I thought there was teams in the Olympics was at the same time, so how was USA was playing in that game? How are they playing in the Olympics, too?
Well, here's the thing, because they have two different teams. For soccer, the Olympics, they only have the under 23-year-olds. And then
there's two.
Wow, yeah, there's really? Two teams. Yeah, so they kind of divided up by age group or, you know, by senior level and the under 23s.
Are they all the same team? Are they all, like, on the same thing?
Sometimes. Sometimes they intermix. So, anyways.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, I know. It's quite something. I know it's kind of, like, confusing, but... Yeah, like, the Olympics is not, like, if you win the Olympics, it doesn't mean you're the best in the world. You know, I mean, when it comes to soccer, World Cup is like the highest level that you can win it.
You were saying earlier that Lionel Messi, he's leaving, he's the best soccer player. I think Ronaldo's better than him, Santiago.
Yeah, it is debatable. So yesterday, Barcelona announced that Lionel Messi will not be returning with Barcelona because of contractual issues. There was Barcelona had some money. Cap issues that they couldn't exceed because of rules called FIFA fair play, meaning that if a team doesn't have the funds or they go beyond a certain type of salary cap, they can't sign that player. And they're trying to get permission from La Liga, which is the Spanish League Federation, and they said no, they can't do much about it. So Messi's a free agent, and he might be heading to Paris.
Can I tell you what I'm mad about that, though?
Why?
Like, literally, Messi has so much money. Why is he still going for the money?
I don't think – that's a good question. It's not a money issue. I think that's just his value. But he could take a pay cut. But maybe he just –
Yeah, I feel like if he really wanted to stay, he could have took a pay cut.
He could have. But Barcelona, to be honest, Chandler, like, after – like, these past 24 hours, like, they have made some bad decisions. They signed some players that they didn't have money for. They had to get loans. So, like, they're not physically, financially wise in their decision. So that which screwed Messi over. So he is in contention to sign with Paris Saint-Germain. Another team that he could go to is Manchester City. And then I'm hearing Chelsea as well are contenders, but I think PSG will be my guess.
You think so?
Yeah. And to be honest, they have the money, and they got Neymar in that team. They got Mbappe. So that'll be a super squad if that does happen.
Yeah, no, that should be good. I mean, I don't really watch soccer, but
maybe you will in the future. Now, do you think Ronaldo is better than Messi?
I do. Yeah.
It's debatable. Ronaldo could play winger. He could be a striker. Messi is the best number 10 in the world. He could run around, make plays. He can score as well. But we'll see what happens. He's only 35 years old, but he still looks like he's still in his prime.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't really watch soccer that much, like I was saying. So, like, I really don't know how much, like, of a help you could say I am, essentially.
It's okay. Maybe you might watch it in the future. Who knows?
I watch the Olympics.
Will you watch the World Cup next year?
No, World Cup. Sorry, World Cup. When is that, next year?
Next year in November and December.
It's in November and December?
Yes, because it's playing in Qatar, and Qatar is very hot during the summertime. So they moved it towards the winter.
Wait, where's Qatar? What's that?
That's in the Middle East.
Wait, I didn't know. Oh, I thought it was, when's it going to be in the United States? I thought that's
it. It'll be until 2026 in the U.S.,
Oh, where are they going to play here?
They're going to play in Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. And in the U.S., they're going to have it in Cowboy Stadium, that's for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and several other, probably Las Vegas, probably Miami, Orlando. Giant Stadium, most likely.
I got a headline to bring up now.
Go ahead.
Should I announce the Josh Allen thing?
Go ahead, that was my next topic. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Josh Allen just signed a 6-year, $250 million extension with the Buffalo Bills. So he'll be there through 2028 and $150 million guaranteed. Santiago, how do you feel about that?
I think that was a good signing. This is the first from that draft class in 2018 that had a big signing. And this is very good. This is like, yes, I'll pay him that money. He is a franchise quarterback. He has proven it. And 6 years, that's a good number. I hope he wins the Super Bowl with the Bills as well.
See, a funny story. My barber that I go to around here, mm-hmm. He took Josh Allen's senior photos.
Interesting. That was a couple years ago.
Yeah. He used to live in California. Yes.
That's good. That's awesome.
He showed me a picture of them, too. He looks so much younger.
I bet. So what do you think about Josh Allen signing this extension? Of course, I know you were expecting it, but are you a Josh Allen fan?
I am a Josh Allen fan. I think right now he's one of the best quarterbacks out there.
Yeah, he is. Definitely in the AFC. Like their last game against the Chiefs was kind of a devastating loss. Like the Chiefs really rammed over them. But I hope if they do face each other next season, I hope it'll be closer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think the Bills have a chance at the Super Bowl this year.
Maybe. If Mahomes is not 100%.
If Mahomes gets hurt.
That guy's just too dangerous. But, you know, with the NFL, it's hard to go to 3 Super Bowls in a row. So
how do you think your Miami Dolphins are going to do?
I'm feeling pretty good, pretty optimistic. I think Tua's looking good. I've been hearing good things that he's been working out in the offseason. He's bulkier. They got some new weapons in the offseason, and they had a good draft. We'll see how the O-line does, but I'm feeling pretty good. No, they're not going to win the AFC East, but I hope they finish number 2. I think that would be a good expectation for the Dolphins to go, but I know the Patriots, you know, they're still a threat.
I don't know, man. Mac Jones is looking pretty good out there.
Who?
Doesn't he, Mac Jones?
Yeah, Mac Jones, and I won't be surprised he'll be starting in week one, Chandler.
Yeah, I don't really like Cam Newton.
Obviously, Cam Newton is, still trying to find his bearings with the Patriots. Hopefully, he'll get it going. Well, let's just see how it pans out. So what do you predict for the AFC East? And who do you think will finish number 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Oh, Buffalo number 1, Miami number 2, New England, and then the New York Jets.
Yeah. Now the Jets got Zach Wilson, so we'll see how that goes. But I don't have much expectations there.
I mean, I think the Jets are in rebuilding stage.
They've been like that for years, but yeah, I mean, this is a different rebuilding stage for them. But hopefully,
now it goes over to the NFC East. What do you think is going to happen over there?
NFC East, that's a tough one. If Dak is healthy, they should win it.
I think so.
And then I think, because like last season, wasn't Washington who won it?
Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, Philadelphia. Philadelphia is also.
They're in all sorts of trouble, I feel.
Yeah, yeah. Like Philadelphia is going through. Like I've been hearing rumors about Jalen Hurts getting traded for Deshaun Watson.
Really?
I've been hearing that, but. I don't think it will happen. Oh. We'll see. And then you got – who you got – oh, and then the Giants. The Giants depend heavily on Saquon Barkley, but he won't be ready week one.
I think, and quote me now, I think if Daniel Jones doesn't do anything this year, he's gone.
I totally agree with you with that. I'm surprised he's not gone by now.
Me too. Maybe that would be a good trade for – Deshaun Watson. Maybe he should go for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, because Watson and Houston, I don't think that's a formal relationship anymore. I think it's kind of ugly down there, and they got a new coach, but he's a talented player. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's just not the right fit anymore.
I heard Aaron Rodgers wants to stay with Green Bay now.
Yes, they agreed for him to. Well, he agreed to stay. He's working out some kinks with the GM. A little bit of drama, but he got Randall Cobb to come back to the Packers. So
that's exciting. He must be happy. They were like the OG squad.
Exactly. So, but this could be this might be his last season with the Packers.
He really wants to go play for the Broncos.
I heard that. And I think that would be a good spot for him, actually.
I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, I know the Broncos. I think they're in that waiting period. They want to sign some veteran quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers would fit. I heard also Deshaun Watson, they would be interested as well.
Oh no, don't get Deshaun Watson.
I know, there you go. We don't know what state of mind he's at right now, so.
No, don't. That's the problem.
Yeah, with the lawsuits. But anyways, NFL begins in exactly a month. Preseason, the rest of the games – continue next week on Thursday and Friday. Like Chandler was saying, it's not, you're just seeing the backup, the backups of the backups. Let's see who fits, trying to sign that last player you need. And there's only 3 preseason games, so.
All I got to say about preseason is Dak Prescott with the 4th-round draft pick, he played in preseason. Now look at him.
Exactly. So you never know. We might see a new player arise, and this is his chance, and preseason is his only chance, and could change the team, the organization, and perhaps the future. So always keep that in mind. Hall of Fame, the inductees for this year, Chandler, is Peyton Manning, Calvin Johnson, Charles Woodson, John Lynch, Alan Faneca, and Drew Pearson from the Cowboys.
A good squad.
Good squad. Really excited. Peyton Manning, wow. A goat. Pretty easy.
I saw he said that Tom Brady's going to come and support him there.
Oh, my gosh. See, there you go. There's a reason to watch the Hall of Fame presentation tomorrow night.
Yeah, Tom Brady's going to be sitting right next to him, I heard.
Why not? And who knows when Tom Brady will be at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Eli Manning's probably going to show up, too.
Yes, right. He's retired, too. Well, he'll probably be inductee in a few years from now.
He's not going to go to the Hall of Fame. You think so?
Eli? I mean, I think so. He won two Super Bowls. I know it's not you know, it's not saying that's, you know, what's needed, but possibly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't have that money on it. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
It'd be interesting, Santiago.
Exactly. Anyways, other than that, that is all I have for news. Let's go into predictions. Who do you have between Olympic basketball, USA versus France?
Oh, I have to go with USA.
I agree. And France beat them in the first game.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know then.
And then for soccer, Brazil versus Spain.
Is this men's or women's?
Men's.
Is Neymar playing?
No. Not many stars that you would know.
Then probably Brazil. Maybe.
I think so. We'll see. Yeah, so this weekend, August 8th will be the last day for the Olympics. So make sure you watch it this weekend. I'm going to watch some soccer. Well, I'm actually busy this weekend, so I probably won't be watching it. But make sure you watch it. Preseason for NFL is next week. And, hey, sports is coming along. And the Premier League is on the 13th of August, so looking forward to it. But
how about baseball, Santiago? You never talk about baseball on the show.
Hey, give us a brief update.
Well, the New York Yankees continue to struggle.
Interesting.
They are in a hot mess. Let's see who else. What else we got? The San Francisco Giants are – best record in the MLB. They've won the last 9 of the 10 games. My Philadelphia Phillies are still doing bad, but it's okay. It's okay.
There's still time.
Let's see. Let's see what else is going on. Stand by for one moment.
Okay.
Stand by for one moment. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Sorry. All right, let's see what else. Astros pitching legend J.R. Richard dies at 71. Condolences go out to his family. Yankees have 3 positive cases of COVID on their team right now. They had to postpone a game. And USA is going to face Japan in the Olympics for the gold medal.
Which sport?
Baseball.
Baseball. Interesting. That could be a good matchup. I know that the Asian countries have been on the rise when it comes to baseball. So,
yeah, you guys can catch that game Saturday night.
Saturday night. Is it like late Saturday night, like at 12:30 at midnight?
Well, hold on. What about you? Got any more news, Santiago?
Not much. I'm wrapping it up. I guess we're good on your end.
Hold on, just looking up. It's about to say. Hold on, one sec.
We covered Josh Allen. We covered the Hall of Fame game.
Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, even better. 7:30 p.m. Saturday. So make sure you watch the Olympic baseball, soccer, and basketball. And of course, the track and field, the finale, and the closing ceremonies. Yeah. It was a good Olympics.
Simone Biles, what's going on with her?
I think she competed in her last in her last competition. So she did participate towards the end, and I believe she won a medal for it too. So she finished strong, I guess you can say.
Have you been watching any Olympics at all?
I've been watching the soccer part and also some basketball. You've been watching several sports, so.
Yes, skateboarding.
Skateboarding. Yes. Pretty exciting. Anyways, we got to run. Chandler, Krista, you can follow us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter and also Instagram. And make sure you subscribe and like and share it to the world. Chandler Krista, it's been a pleasure participating with you on the Sportscast.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Have a great week, guys. Bye.